From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama will send another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan to battle a resurgent Taliban and help train Afghan forces. Speaking from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the president says the new deployments are part of what he called our vital national interest. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The president said huge challenges remain in Afghanistan. The country is not lost, he said, but for several years it has moved backward. Those additional U.S. troops will boost the overall American commitment to more than 100,000 by next summer. The president also said he expected more troops to be sent by NATO countries.
Taken together, these additional American and international troops will allow us to accelerate handing over responsibility to Afghan forces and allow us to begin the transfer of our forces out of Afghanistan in July of 2011.
Left unsaid by the president, how many U.S. forces will be coming out of Afghanistan by the summer of 2011 and how long it will take for Afghan forces to take over the security job. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Congress is moving quickly to hold hearings on the president's plan. The Senate Armed Services Committee plans to question top administration officials about the troop buildup today. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will all testify. The hearing could be difficult for the president's plan. Panel Chairman Carl Levin is a skeptic on Afghanistan. He says the key to victory is a surge by Afghan forces, not American. The planned surge of U.S. troops would raise the American military presence in Afghanistan to about 100,000. Islamist militants have claimed responsibility for a bomb that derailed a Russian high-speed train last week. 26 people were killed, dozens more injured. NPR's Anne Garrels has more.
The website quoted a letter received from Islamist separatists. It claimed the bombing was done on the orders of Doku Umarov, a leading Chechen militant who seeks to free the mainly Muslim North Caucasus from Moscow's rule. Friday's bombing has raised fears of a new wave of attacks in major Russian cities. Russian officials say police officers will be deployed to guard trains traveling between Moscow and St. Petersburg. Police patrols are to be beefed up at train stations. But a senior Russian railways official acknowledged protecting the entire network is physically impossible. Officials say the attack was the work of experts. After the initial blast, a second explosion was triggered by a mobile phone call the next day as investigators worked at the crime scene. One of Russia's top law enforcement officials was wounded. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Asian stock markets moved higher today after mostly positive U.S. economic figures boosted confidence in the recovery as gold surged to another record high. European stocks were modestly higher in early trading. This is NPR News. U.S. automakers reported slightly lower vehicle sales numbers for the month of November. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has more.
Automakers say they're starting to see results from the early stages of an economic recovery. General Motors sales fell 2.2% last month based on a strong performance by its newly launched vehicles. The results were released just a few hours before the Detroit automaker announced the resignation of President and CEO Fritz Henderson. Ford sales fell just 0.2%. Demand for the company's cars and crossover vehicles showed double-digit growth but was offset by dramatically lower truck sales. Chrysler sales dropped 25%. Both Toyota and Nissan showed solid growth for the month. Toyota sales rose nearly 3%. Nissan figures jumped 17%. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
An attorney for Major Nidal Hassan says the Army wants a mental examination for his client, who is charged with 13 counts of premeditated murder in the November 5th shooting spree at Fort Hood, Texas. John Galligan says he received notice last night that the Army wants to perform the exam. The evaluation would determine whether Hassan had mental responsibility at the time of the crime and whether he is competent to stand trial. Galligan says the exam is premature because Hassan remains in intensive care at a San Antonio military hospital and because authorities say more charges may be pending. Last night, a Fort Hood spokesman said he has no information about such an evaluation. Oil prices fell to around $78 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down by 30 cents to $78.07 a barrel. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.